Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, August the 9th. And the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were strong. December corn up 15 cents at 622 and a quarter. September wheat up 14 and a quarter cents at 794. And November beans up 30 and a quarter cents at 1430 and a quarter. We did sell 133,000 metric tons of corn to China here this morning. But I think the big news was the crop ratings taking a 3% drop in the corn ratings overnight from last week. Good to excellent now rated at 58% of the corn crop. Beans down 1% at 59. The corn was a little worse than people were thinking. Dry weather is taking its toll, particularly in Kansas, Nebraska. Certainly out west is having more problems than the east. Overall, though, you know, I know these crop ratings are going down, and I expect them probably to go down further with the forecasts out here, but I'm not necessarily sure that's going to turn into a huge yield loss out here. It'll be affected, no question about it. But when you look at the old Informa Group's numbers and you look at StoneX, they aren't looking for big cuts, at least on this report, maybe on the next one. So overall, we've got the China issue. If China does go into Taiwan, it's a major problem. If Russia does do anything to impede the progress of any of these ships going out of port, that'll send the wheat sky high. There's no evidence of that for the time being. So right now, it's a matter of the dry weather. Unless China does something stupid, I think we can maintain these prices here for a while. There's good resistance in the corn up around 625, good resistance in the beans up around 1460. So if we get to those levels, it may be worth taking a look at selling something out here. Again, the forecasts remain pretty hot and dry, but not that hot for August. I don't think it's unreasonable or really real extreme out here, but it's the dryness that continues to be the big issue. We don't see a whole lot of rains in the forecast right now. Des Moines got no rain for over a week. Check some of the other areas here. Kansas, maybe rains next Wednesday in a week. And the final one, Nebraska, no rains for a week as well. So that dryness, particularly for the beans, should have a positive impact, and that's what we saw here overnight. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.